In this era, social media really influenced the lives of young people too much. For example, mine. I almost lost my life from trying to perform the stupid challenges on TikTok to become famous. And this is my story. I'm Miles, 19 years old, and this was my best friend Rory. We are the typical 4.0 generation guys when we spend most of our lives on social media. Of course, who doesn't want attention and admiration? We started with TikTok, the hottest video sharing platform among young people right now. And to quickly become famous, we had tried to do unique things. Rory and I performed extremely reckless challenges, then posted it on TikTok, without knowing that the cost for that kind of popularity was too high. On a Saturday afternoon, I went with Rory to a convenience store. Every time we met, we enthusiastically discussed how our shared TikTok account could attract more followers. Normally, we did dance cover challenges with hot songs as soundtracks like Savage Love by Josh, 685 by Jason Derulo, Savage Remix by Megan Thee Stallion, Out West by Travis Scott, or Say So by Doja Cat. But, bitterly, our followers weren't as high as expected. Suddenly, Rory mentioned a very viral challenge on the internet called Ice Cream Challenge. In this challenge, people were told to go to a grocery store, open a tub of ice cream, lick it, and put it back on the freezer shelf. Ew, that's gross, dude. I grimaced, laughed, and punched Rory on the back. He still looked at me and smiled mischievously. So what? That challenge is trending. If we do it, we'll have thousands or more followers. That statement excited me, and I stopped hesitating. Rory smirked and pulled me to the freezer shelf. With my hot-headed and shallow nature, I simply assumed it was a harmless prank and agreed to do as Rory said. We glanced around. When I saw the cashier wasn't paying attention, I opened the freezer, took out a box of ice cream, carefully opened the lid, and licked the inside, then discreetly put it back in its place. Meanwhile, Rory took up the task of filming that scene. Suddenly, a cashier shouted deafeningly and rushed towards us. We had been caught. Rory and I frantically ran towards the door and escaped, leaving behind the angry employee. God, the adrenaline both scared and excited us. We both laughed happily while running. The whole challenge and our runaway scene were fully filmed by Rory and posted on TikTok. After that day, from a few hundred followers, our joint TikTok account had more than 400,000 followers. Sweet. After that first success, Rory and I got even more excited. We started doing more bullshit and goofy challenges, like Shell On Challenge, 48 Hour Missing Challenge, Bird Box Challenge. Our videos received a variety of comments. Some were cheering us on, and some were criticizing us. So what? It was undeniable that our videos were being widely spread on the internet at godspeed. Shortly after, a new dangerous challenge went viral and attracted the attention of many netizens. The Outlet Challenge. In this challenge, people put phone chargers halfway into outlets and then drop coins onto the exposed prongs in order to create sparks. And again, it was Rory who proposed to perform that challenge. He said cheerfully, "This one is easy. There are a lot of people who have done it already, and moreover, we don't have to do it in public like last time. It's gonna be okay." I was persuaded by Rory again and nodded in agreement. That time, we decided to do it on livestream. I'd be recording and Rory would be performing the challenge. We waited until my parents were away and started doing those challenges at my home. Rory plugged the charger into the socket, just enough to leave a small space. From his pocket, he took out a 5-cent coin and eagerly dropped it onto the exposed prongs. Immediately, a series of sparks flashed. Rory seemed very excited and continued to drop a few more coins onto the prongs. Suddenly, all the lights in the house went out. In blind darkness, the only sound I could hear was Rory's terrified screams. Ah! I frantically paused the live stream and turned on the phone's flashlight. In the creeping light, I saw Rory sprawled motionless on the floor. He was electrocuted. I hurriedly called an ambulance in a panic, not knowing that after that stupid video, the number of our TikTok followers had reached 1 million. What a miracle. Luckily, Rory was not seriously injured. After 20 minutes of emergency treatment and one day of resting at the hospital, he was back to normal. Our Outlet Challenge video had attracted a lot of attention from the public. Most of them criticized our foolish action, but we didn't care much about that because we had never received that many followers and donations in any of our other videos. In the comments section of that video, there was a prominent comment that caught my attention and Rory's. I just donated $500 to you guys. If you dare to do the choking game, I will donate to you $5,000. The choking game, also known as the pass out challenge, is very risky. Participants have to intentionally cut off their oxygen with the goal of causing euphoria. It's normally carried out in pairs or groups, with one person squeezing air out of another, but stopping just short of the danger point. According to reports, in the US alone, this challenge took the lives of nearly 100 people in the age between 6 and 19. The account that commented was Hotpot311, an anonymous person, famous for their generosity in donating to bold TikTokers who took on dangerous challenges. Perhaps our recent videos caught their attention. Any TikToker who did the challenge he proposed became hugely popular and successful. But after hearing the rules of the game, I got cold feet. Watching Rory get hurt during the previous challenge made me terrified. As I gradually became aware of the dangers and foolishness of these challenges, I wanted to stop, but Rory didn't think so. He patted my shoulder and laughed. Dude, don't be afraid. I just got a little shocked, but unharmed. After we finish this challenge, we'll split that 5,000, then never do anything like that again. Okay? This time I firmly refused. I didn't want to be involved with any of these reckless challenges anymore. Suddenly, Rory stared at me with a frightening look that I had never seen before. His eyes widened, and in the blink of an eye, he rushed to me, knocked me onto the floor, and choked my neck. Rory's left hand reached for the phone. He turned on the live stream and filmed the scene as I was gripping his wrists and trying to push him away. I really thought that I was going to die. I couldn't breathe. At that moment, the police rushed in, arrested Rory, and saved me in the nick of time. It turned out that, after our ice cream challenge, the police had tracked my home address through the IP address on my phone via the video posted on TikTok. They were there to arrest both of us for performing that challenge. While we thought it was a harmless prank, it actually counted as food tampering, which was a felony charge in the US. Not to mention that it was disgusting. It was a horrible idea during a pandemic. As a result, Rory and I were detained for 30 days. Rory was also charged with intentionally injuring others and received proper punishment. After checking and correcting the vulnerability in the testing process, TikTok deleted our shared account and all of our videos for violating their community policies. After I finished my term of detention, I returned to a normal life, then signed up to join organizations to help children, adolescents, and parents raise awareness about using social media safely. After all the stupid things I had done, I learned a lifelong lesson. Neither money nor fame is worth putting myself and others in danger. I hope you and those around you won't make the same fatal mistake as I did, because the cost for popularity is sometimes just too expensive to handle.